Oh, good evening. This is John Rees. I'm here at the launch of Warwickshire College's Gazelle Local event, and I'm surrounded by colleagues, students, local entrepreneurs and national entrepreneurs who are helping us out as a Gazelle College. Just wanted to explain really why we're doing this and what it really means for students in terms of their learning experience and their curriculum experience at Warwickshire College. And I think the reason we're doing it is because we're very often told by employers that students really need to be better prepared for work. And sometimes our students tell us that when they leave us, they wish they had a broader set of skills than that we were able to give them in the first place. I think what we are very successful at doing is giving students the skills they need to succeed on their qualifications. But it's equally important to develop the skills which are going to enable those students to do best in their future and make best use of those skills in their future life and for a sort of sustainable economic future for themselves. And really this is built around the concept of what we call the T-shaped student. And now the T-shaped student is an idea really where the vertical aspect of the T really represents those technical knowledge and skills which are contained within students' qualifications. But importantly, we recognise that there's the top part of the T, the horizontal aspect, which really represent those capabilities and competencies which will allow students to, say, make best use of those skills, to develop a broad set of skills which will give real high value to them in their workplace, however they choose to use them. And that might be as a high value employee, really adding value to their companies in the first instance when they enter employment, but also perhaps to use those broader skills to develop their own ideas into viable and successful business opportunities as startups or young entrepreneurs. And really the way we seek to do that is through creating, designing and delivering a learning and working experience for our students, which does more than simply teach them the skills required to succeed in their qualification. It puts an equal priority on the development of the top part of the T, combined with the skills required to succeed in their learning. And really, events like tonight are just one really exciting and really visible way to showcase what the, if you like, the top part of the T looks like. We've got perhaps a dozen or more student companies, student startups, student enterprises represented here from all parts of the college, which really have been driven by the students themselves wanting to develop their range of skills, to understand how businesses work, to develop products and services for paying customers. And what we do as an entrepreneurial college, or a college seeking to become an entrepreneurial place for all of its students, is we've worked really hard to support and develop and nurture those ideas to succeed. Really, that's the concept. Where we go from here is we try to scale up and scale out those opportunities so that more and more students can develop, if you like, both parts of that T. And really the place we go next is to try and make sure that all courses and all students at all parts of the college have the opportunities to extend